About 10 years ago, I got a note, a card, in the mail from Chris and Courtney Braddock. And I'm paraphrasing, but it basically said, "This last Wednesday night, Justin, you came to class and you were wearing shorts, and when you sat down, they went well up above your knee. And that doesn't express the modest, godly image that we're called to show to the world, but definitely among each other." So they were rebuking me, and rightfully so. And it was wonderful that they did so. It was absolutely wonderful. And I came to them that Sunday and I thanked them, because it helped me. Because I had come that evening, I'd been busy doing things, and I came in and I sat in the back because I was embarrassed. Because my mom had a rule: you don't wear shorts to services, you wear long pants. We normally wore jeans, but you know, Dockers or whatever, you don't wear shirts that have pictures or words and stuff on it. That was mom's rule. And I mean, I was an adult, I was living here, it was still mom's rule. And I was embarrassed. And I had been busy across town, and I didn't have time to make it home and change and get back. And so I came and I sat in the back pew because I was embarrassed. But I wasn't embarrassed about the modesty. The modesty thing hadn't even crossed my mind. I was just embarrassed that I was, you know, hadn't had a solid color t-shirt. This was before Jerry had convinced me to wear buttons. But I didn't have a solid color t-shirt, and I didn't have long pants. But I hadn't thought about the modesty thing. And if they hadn't brought up the modesty thing with me, I probably wouldn't have thought about it. And then I would have worn those shorts again later and whatnot. And so here we are towards the end of May, and summer's starting up, and people talk about modesty a lot around this time, because this is when people start wearing less and less clothing. And we tend to focus on the women when we talk about that, because in general, men are more visual. Men have a greater tendency to that weakness. But there are exceptions. There are some men that isn't really a temptation for them. And there are some women for whom it's a significant temptation. So I want to take a minute to talk to the men and to give some practical advice. And I'm not going to talk about the blatant stuff, like, you know, you should wear a shirt. There are plenty of blatant things that the world does that we know all good and well are wrong. So it's going to be a little bit more personal than that. Which is to say that I'm going to address things that I've specifically seen here over the course of the past 12 years. And we might as well start with me, right? I was guilty of that. That's something to think about. It's not sufficient that your shorts make it down to your knee when you're standing up. That's why I didn't think about it. I've been running around all day. I hadn't been sitting down. And when I sat down, they weren't long enough. And I hadn't thought about it. And sometimes I think we don't think about it. I don't know about people in general, but I myself, I don't particularly think of myself as attractive, and I don't think about other people thinking of me as attractive, but it doesn't matter. Stan used that example one time. He was talking with somebody, and they were rather overweight and didn't consider themselves attractive and thought it was okay for her to go to a public swimming pool in a one-piece because she's like, nobody's going to look at me. Well, that's not the point. You don't get to make that call. Another thing, sticking on shorts, another thing is playing basketball or playing whatever, and then you sit down on the floor and you sit there and you're drinking or whatever, and you've got your knees up in the air, and you're giving a full view to the world to look down your pants leg. I have seen that more than once. And again, it's something that we don't think about, but it's something we need to think about. I think last time Stan was talking about modesty, he was talking about tight clothes, and he was saying that that applied to men also, and it does. You shouldn't have any clothes that are making it easy to identify your chest or whatever, and not to be too graphic, I suppose, but if your pants are tight enough that they are wedged up in there, they are too tight. It's kind of embarrassing, but I had some clothes that became immodest, and I didn't think about it. They became immodest because I became fat. And they were modest when I bought them, and at a certain point, they became immodest. It doesn't matter. Go check yourself out in front of a mirror before you go out. Think about it. Somebody recently told me that when I was wearing a dress shirt, that I should go and I should look at myself in a mirror, and I should make sure that when I look at myself in a mirror, that it's not too thin, that it's not practically see-through or something. I should wear an undershirt. I'd never worn an undershirt in my life. I'd never thought about it. I should think about it. I guess that's all the examples I'll give. I do want to say something real quick to the ladies. And that is that some people will have weaknesses like this and some people won't. And maybe you don't. But you should be mindful that other people might. In fact, other people do. And you should be careful. We should all be careful not to place stumbling blocks in front of our brothers and sisters. I find that Facebook is just, I've said this before, Facebook is just a fantastic way to do bad things more quickly. And people post things, they post links to things, like, oh, look at these nutrition facts, you know, this is stuff that'll make you thin and lean, just like the person in the thumbnail that's not wearing a shirt. But don't do that. Pay attention to that stuff. Pay attention to what you like. I messaged somebody on Facebook today, they'd liked something, I forget, Old Navy or something, I don't remember, The Gap, I don't keep track of stuff like that. But the point is, Facebook likes it when you like things. I can't even tell you how many of you it has told me that you like Walmart. I don't know if you want me knowing that. But it said about this person, thus and such likes whatever it is, J. Crew or The Gap or whatever it is, and it had a picture of a lady in a bikini standing on a boat. And there it is, that, tied to your name. So, be mindful of that stuff. Sometimes when I'm thinking up invitations to, I think, well, I don't want to stand up here and just do the invitation part. I want to talk about something. But really what I'm doing here is I'm pointing out a particular thing. Now, here's something. Here's something that may have affected you. Here's something you may have done. Or something that may be an issue in your life. It's just one example. You know about you. Do you have an issue in your life? Do you have something in your life right now that you need to address? Then come forward and address it. Come forward and there have been more than once that I've come forward and said I never even realized something I was doing was wrong. And I've been doing it for ages. If you don't need to address it publicly, then address it with God and correct it. And as always, we want to offer that we have the baptistry here. If something has happened in your life that has made you come to the realization that there is one God, that there is one Son, and that Son was sent. And He was sent here because we sin. And He was sent here because God loves us. And that's the only way for us to be reunited with Him. Then come, confess that, repent of your sins, and we'll baptize you. If you have any need of the invitation, come forward while we stand and sing.